Yeah, I'm gonna mute myself.
Blog Talk Radio.
I don't do the most, but I do a lot. I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No big, I feel like Pac. I shoot a shot. I'm coming in hot. Yeah, coming in hot. Just like the fajita. I write what I live. My life in the speaker. I'm nice with the flow. Just like the demeanor. I'm feeding my fam. I'm feeding the meter. They got the iron while I got the steamer. I bring the fire, but you never seen her. I testify, I don't need.
Hey.
That was like one of those.
What's up,
like
guys?
A quick hard stop. What up?
Yeah, she could. Yeah, you couldn't let that roll. You know what I'm saying? To the end of that verse. That hook. That would have been hot. I'm coming in hot. What's going on, everybody? This is Point Blank Radio. You got your man, Sir Elliot Davis from 16 Tactical. On the radio with my people,
Sir Elliot.
And here, what's happening, everybody?
Well, you said Sir Elliot. You just said Sir Elliot. Okay, I like that. I like. I'm gonna go with. I gotta match you, bro. I'm gonna go with Sir Dwayne. Sir Dwayne.
I hear you.
Zach Tactical.
I hear you.
And then I'm not gonna say a whole lot. I'm just gonna slide it over to our one and only. Let her introduce herself.
No doubt.
What's she at? Yeah, she being shy?
She got shy? All quiet on us. Oh, yeah.
I think we lost Kia. Yep, I think we lost Kia.
Roll.
You know what?
We're
going to keep rolling
back
until she get back on, folks. Hey, you know what, Elliot, man? How are you feeling, bro? How in the world are you feeling?
I'm going to tell you, man.
You know what?
I feel wonderful today.
How the H-E double hockey sticks are you feeling? I've always wanted to say that.
Right.
I've never been able to say that.
Yeah, I'll be real with you, man. I feel great, man. I can't lie. You know what I'm saying? Dropping some weight, you know what I mean?
My God.
You know, I've been drinking more water and not soda. Like, I'm telling you, that's really a good thing. I dropped 10 pounds. So, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get back to my Marine Corps weight, which is a good little distance. But, you know, hey, you know what I mean? Thank you.
Oh, God, I don't know what happened.
But there she goes. She's back. Yeah.
Welcome back.
I don't know what happened. My phone died. That's
Kia from Point Blank Firearm Safety, the one, the only Queen Kia.
Yes.
Yes.
The
Thank
Grand Marshal.
Kia, Elio telling us that, you know, he dropped some pounds, man. He seems feeling good. He's on a water diet. Well, not a water diet per se, but he's drinking a lot of water, working on his health, which is key to firearm ownership. You got to stay healthy, right? But, you know, I just want to tell you, Elliot, man, congratulations, bro. Congratulations. That's big.
Congratulations,
that's big.
Elliot.
Yeah. Hey, appreciate it. You know, like I said, I got a nice little journey, man, but, you know what I'm saying, the journey is exciting, you feel me? Because I know that my destination is I'm going to feel real good about myself. So I'm going to tell you something, man. You know, I don't really give a lot of information about what I do when I go to the field, but I was just a little quick little thing. I was out there running around with 210 rounds of 5.56, you know what I'm saying, on my my plate carrier. And when I tell you, I was dog tired 5 minutes into the run. Yeah, I was like, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It is time to get back in. I understand that's a lot of weight. It wasn't really a lot of weight. It probably weighed about a total 20 pounds. You feel me? But 20 pounds on top of me already being overweight was way too much. You feel what I'm saying? So
yeah,
right.
We had to sprint to one destination, then sprint to the next one, then clear this room, sprint back. You feel me? It was crazy. I was like, hey, yo, nah, I ain't supposed to be feeling like this. So I said, all right, you know what? Done deal. Enough said. You know what I'm saying? When I get back home, nothing but water. I've had some juice here and there, but I drink water most, like literally the majority of the day. So that's where I'm at.
You know, congratulations.
Well, I'm proud
again,
of you.
But,
that's
you
very
know.
Good, Elliot.
Appreciate it. So,
man,
you know what I'm saying? So y'all look for the before and after pictures. You know what I mean? That's definitely going to be on Instagram and Facebook. Because when I get back tactical, you know what I'm saying?
No. I hear a challenge. I may
uh-oh.
Take you up on that challenge. I'm going to put what I'm working on out there real quick, folks. I'm working on a simulation, indoor simulation range for y'all. Okay, we'll get back to me later. Kia, don't you have something to tell the listeners? You don't got something you got to share?
Well, Dwayne, you've been wanting to tell it for 2 weeks now. Go ahead and tell it, Dwayne.
No. You're letting me do this? No, you can't do that.
Yeah, go ahead, because he's been trying to tell us for 2 weeks, right? So
I know, right?
Go ahead.
I haven't wanted to do it.
He's proud of you, though. You feel me? You can't be mad.
Yes, he is. That makes you feel good.
All right, folks. So I can tell. I can really do this.
Yeah, that's why I put the cans out the bag, Dwayne. Go ahead.
All right, folks. For those of you that don't follow one and only Kia Jones on Facebook, number one, you're wrong. Follow her on her personal site and her Facebook. Again, you wrong. I'm not even going to say what it is because you should have been following since the first show. If y'all are following her yesterday, she made this incredible post. And I'm so proud of you, man. I'm so proud of you, sis. Like, you don't understand. Like, this is big. I really mean this. So I'm going to read this verbatim. I'm not going to put on my Kia voice because I can't match that voice. You all know that voice she be putting on. I can't match it. So this is on her page, folks. Kia, I am a firm believer that everyone that is able to exercise their Second Amendment rights should be able to do so. I was reading a post and had a dialogue with a young lady that explained to me that the deaf/hard of hearing community is being excluded in their ability to exercise these rights. NC requires you to take an 8-hour in-person course. Don't be fooled by those online. Guys, don't go for those online junk, okay? Do it in person by one of us, Zach Tactical, Point Blank Firearms, or the one and only 610 Tactical, in order to qualify to apply for your permit. I further realized that the basic pistol shooting course for new shooters that I offer wouldn't work for someone that is deaf, hard of hearing either. So here I go stepping out on faith. Pretty much, folks, she, our one and only Sister Kia, Miss Kia, Queen Kia, whatever y'all want to call her, she deserves it. She's going to be having the one and only first ever in the U.S., right? That's what we read? First ever
no,
in the U.S.?
North Carolina.
First ever in the U.S. / North Carolina. intro to pistol concealed class for the deaf/hard of hearing community. Oh, my gosh, folks, that is huge. That is huge.
Come on, man. Hey, yo. We don't need just claps. We need to be gunshots with that, too. Celebration, bro.
Right.
You know, be trumpets, drums. Yeah. Yo,
man,
that's straight from the hip.
Y'all don't understand. So, damn. I'm not going to lie. I'm hating a little bit because I wish I thought about that, but I couldn't. And Kia, I'm just happy it's you that did. So tell us about that. Like, tell us about coming, you know, bringing that, you know, coming up with that. Tell us about that.
Well, we were talking. It was about the article online about the fact that North Carolina is going to do away with their permit process. So they're going through the bills passing through now to talk about the fact that you don't have to have a permit to buy a pistol. You're just going to go through the background check at your FFL. Well, this young lady, she commented on the post that, you know, this is good because it kind of because it was eliminating the deaf and hard of hearing. And I was like, what do you mean? And so we inboxed and we were talking, and she was telling me, and it made sense. They can't sit through the basic pistol class. They can't sit through the concealed and carry class unless someone's doing sign language. So I was like, wow, like that's so unfair. Because even if they do away with the permit process, you're still going to have to sit through the class for conceal and carry for North Carolina. So I was like, that means that unless someone is offering a course where there's a translator there, then technically they can't get that conceal and carry. So then I started thinking and started making some phone calls and ran it by a couple people, and here it is. It's going to be the basic pistol class is going to be Saturday the 29th of May, and then the conceal and carry class is going to be on Saturday, June the 12th. And I do have the registration links out there on Point Blank's Facebook page. I have it out there on Instagram, and I have it on my personal page. And it's been shared a couple of places, too. So hopefully, you know, we'll get some attention, and, you know, people will actually sign up and be ready to go.
Yo, that's amazing. Hey,
yeah,
yo, we have to definitely, that might even need to be like a live radio show type plug, D, that day. You feel what I'm saying? Like everybody come out and support type deal.
I got
you
one
know?
Better. I think that day, I think I know some people that know some people that got friends with some people. I may talk to someone to see if they can come out and, you know, take pictures and, you know, professional grade video for you because, folks, I don't think y'all understand what she's putting together, not even putting together what she has put together. You know, it is incredible what she's put in place. Like, Kia, again, so I'm giving you a real clap. This ain't no studio clap. This is a real clap. If we was out of range, I would have shot some down range for you just because Elliot said to do so. Because to all my instructors that's listening right now, this is what you call putting your community first. And also thinking outside the box beyond just doing a concealed carry class. This is definitely communal. So hats off to you. Hats off to you, ma'am. Definitely
you
hats
guys.
Off to you. I love it.
You know, it's not
love it.
And it's not me. You know, it's just a need in the community. So if there's a need in the community, then if I can help, I'll help.
What you got a hint with the
that's
modesty,
really cool,
though? Man. Like, what with the modesty? Cut it out. Girl,
well, you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
her.
And she said it, and she said it with the radio voice. You know what I mean?
With the radio voice, right? With the radio voice.
Really, Elliot?
It's not me. It's not
I'm
me.
I'm not messing with y'all tonight.
Everybody.
Uh-uh. You guys are crazy.
Where your friend Joy at, Where's she at, Where Joy at? They're joined a lot now.
Let me tell you what's funny. Her husband, he was listening to the show that night when you said, when you asked her who's the better shooter, and he said, you know what, I need you to get me on that show because I have something I want to say. And it was so funny, and I was like, Joy's going to get you.
So Joy's husband, sir, if you're listening right now, call on in, get what you got to get off your chest, sir, 845-241-9979. And for those of you that, you know, again, listen, y'all, what Kia's put together for this community is incredible. If y'all have any questions throughout the show tonight, call in. Talk to her, 845-241-9979. Kia voice. All right?
Dwayne got a radio voice now.
That's my Kia voice. I'm trying to bring forward my inner Kia.
Yeah. His wife must have walked in the room. That's what it was. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh,
yo,
man.
Hey, but look, though. So with the challenge, is he saying he's a better shooter than his wife, or he a better shooter than one of us, is what he was saying? You
no,
he
was saying
she
he said
that
he
she's
begged
a better
differ.
Shooter than.
He said he begged to differ that he's the better shooter.
Oh, then his wife. Okay.
Miss Joy,
if you're
listening, and Miss Joy normally listens, so she comes back and listens to the replay, so hopefully she'll hear this. And, you know, I'm just repeating what he said. Don't shoot the messenger. That's what he said.
Okay. That's what it is. Because I go back to everybody knows that Eddie saying that Sir Elliot Davis is the best shooter on Point Blank Radio. You feel me?
You know
we
what?
All know that.
I'm competitive as hell, but I give you that. I'll give it to you. Y'all two got me.
Y'all feel me? Hey, yo, Kia.
Y'all two got me.
Let's Let's be realistic. You feel me? Let's be realistic. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Kia, I coached Kia. So how's she going to be better than me?
Yeah, now you did. Now on, that man. You did. Y'all, you guys were so funny. Like, yeah, you got it. You got it. Yeah. You guys did too. Yeah. I will say that. That was
you know
day.
Something crazy, y'all? The next day when me and Elliot, because that was the first day, right? I think that Saturday we went back and shot, and they said we was making too much noise. We was trying to coach.
Yep. Are you serious?
Yeah, they were like, shh.
Because people was getting nervous. Like, they was getting, because one of the
guys. Oh, shoot, that helped me out a lot. I like that.
He complained because he said he couldn't focus, but he couldn't shoot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean,
I know. We're not going to call names, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
And then I try to tell him, like, yo, bro, you're struggling with that 40 caliber. You need to go to 9 mil, or, you know what I'm saying? And if not the 9, then you need to go to 22. He didn't want to do it.
Or,
now I got it. I said, bro, you don't have it.
Yeah.
He didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
He kept on. And he ended up failing the course. And I'm like, yo, I tried to help you, partner. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, we're not gonna call names, but we know who you're talking about. So.
Yes, but you know.
And speaking of that, you know, I told you guys that in North Carolina they're gonna start cracking down on people with these conceal and carry permits. You know, that's walking around and can't shoot, right? So,
that's crazy.
You know,
yeah.
Because I don't understand how you pass your shooting qualification.
Congratulations, Kia, on getting that certification, knocking that out too. You know, that's another big step too. That's another notch under your belt. Congratulations on getting that finalized. You know, getting your certificate. So that's big. And you shared that with us earlier.
Yeah, no doubt.
Mail. You know, North Carolina has to have special certificates that are with serial numbers on them. And so you have to have those for your class. So, yeah.
That's what's up. Yeah, and I plan on taking that the next one. I definitely got to do that so I can come to North Carolina and start teaching. So
you need to get on that list, though. That list is long. I was on it for 3 months.
I saw it, and I was like, you know what I'm saying? I'll probably be in the field when the next class hit. You hear what I'm saying? So it is what it is.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
You know me. I'll come help y'all out. Y'all right down the street from North Carolina, so.
Yeah. But like I said, you know, right now everything going good for 610 Tactical here you know what I'm saying, in Danville, Virginia. So I'm actually, you know, I'm in no rush. You feel me? So I love the way everything is going.
So tell us, Elliot, what you got going on. What else you got going on?
So today I had a conversation with a friend of mine by the name of Chuck. Chuck is you know what I'm saying, kind of just a middleman. You know, he's a real good guy. He introduced me to another gentleman by the name of Matthew. Of course, I'm sure none of y'all know these people, but Matthew and his father own some land in Yankeeville, North Carolina, that used to be an old jail facility. And the land, I want to say the land, I want to say a couple acres, I can't remember exactly, but it had four large buildings out there, fields, a large target range, another building that they use, I think the local police or sheriff department comes there and, does drills. They rented it just recently to a military operation, which was very similar to what I do. So I was really excited when he said that. He offered the facility to me today, for a price that one of the packages was really good. And what I loved most about it was that, you know, when I pay for the day or the week or whatever the case may be, I can bring as many people as I want. So it's not like they charge me based off the bodies. You know what I'm saying? It's not $20 a person type deal. You know what I'm saying? I pay a flat rate, and I can bring everybody I want. But when it comes to training, because I have another business venture in the works. I wanted to get some person to be able to train some personnel. He told me that all I would have to do is let him know what I needed for the training, and they would actually provide it, whether it be a vehicle, targets, you know what I'm saying, barricades, whatever the case may be. He would provide it. He would also hook me up with people that would be would be kind of like my opposing force. It was crazy, man. So I was just like, man, this is amazing how things just, you know what I'm saying, when you're operating in the area that is truly for you, doors open up. You know what I'm saying? So,
yes, they do. Yes, they do. God is good.
This is yeah, absolutely. You know what I mean? 100%. So I'm excited about it. Everybody, just look for it. Just look for the opportunity to come and train with 610 Tactical, Zach Tactical, Point Blank. If you come and train with us, because when I rent this facility, we're going to be teaching everything. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be teaching everything. You know what I'm telling you? So today was really good because I went out there, I got to shoot, and I was doing, firing on the move, and I was just having a blast. I'm not going to lie to you. I was having a blast.
That's good, bro. Congratulations on
that's
that.
That's real
big
good.
Congratulations on that, man. Congratulations on that.
The more
that we can expand and reach more people.
Folks, it looks like we got two callers on hold. That's early in the game. You guys want me to go ahead and comment?
Yeah, let's see what our callers want to say today.
All right, so we got caller number one. So, caller number one, what's going on? I see you got that New York area code. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, man? I just wanted to say you're doing a wonderful job, bro. That's it, man. I'm enjoying this talk show.
We appreciate it.
And I'm calling over here from New York. So you know
that's all you got?
That's all I got, man. You know, I'm tuned in. I'm loving everything. I'm loving the contact. I've been watching y'all. I've been listening to y'all for a while. I'm a big fan.
I like it.
Shout out to New York. What part of New York are you from?
Oh, I'm from Uptown, the Bronx. Don't clown the Bronx, man.
The boogie down. The boogie down.
Much love.
Oh, no. He's not from Brooklyn, so he's not from Brooklyn. It's okay.
Hey, look, when I have family Bronx, from the Bronx,
like,
man. I used to have family in the Bronx, man. We used to go to Nick's Pizza. I don't remember what the location was, but I remember that pizza joint. Man, yeah.
That's probably Fordham Road right there. It sounds like Fordham Road. It's like Fordham Road uptown.
Okay.
Way uptown.
Yo.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
much
yeah.
cheese on that joint, you choke on it, bro. I loved it. Yeah.
No.
Hey, man,
hey,
like
Cole,
a Nick's
I got
Pizza,
a
man. I'm telling you.
I got a question for you, Colin. Who got the better radio voice, Zach Tactical or Point Blank?
I'm saying a lady, man. I'm a man, so I'm saying a lady.
I'm going
with my lady, man.
Really, Dwayne?
I'm sorry about that.
I had to know.
He's a man. He's not going to say, well, I like Elliot's voice. I mean, come on.
Right. Thank you, sis.
I have a question for you, caller. So what is your favorite firearm to you?
My favorite firearm? A Taurus.
Mm-hmm.
A who?
A Taurus.
That's one.
Okay, put him on mute, Elliot. He's a guest, Elliot. Don't do it.
Zero.
Don't do it, Elliot. He's a guest.
Hey, nah. Everybody get it. Elliot, he's in New York.
That's New York. You're lucky he didn't say a knife. You're lucky he didn't say his favorite gun was a knife. All right.
Or a stun gun.
Hey, caller, we appreciate you, Elliot. Kia, can you mute Elliot? Because I don't know. I think he's being hostile to our guest right now. I don't think our guest is appreciated. We got so much more show to move on. One Taurus, zero High Point. All right? caller.
Yeah, oh, thank you, brothers. Keep up the good work, man. Keep up the good work, guys.
Hey,
thank you.
Appreciate you.
Please continue to listen.
We appreciate you.
Yes.
We got another caller, too. Another one. All right, let's grab this other one. All right, caller.
I'm calling from I'm calling from New York, but I just tuned in.
So I was
just listening to my Bronx caller from Boogie Down Bronx.
That's
I'm
right.
From the UK, Brooklyn.
Hey, look.
So
no,
I just tuned in.
Can't give him no more
and
shout
I know
no
I know absolutely
out.
Zero about firearms. So I'm just I'm gonna listen.
So what's the question that you have? What's the question that you have that you want to know? Just what is one thing
well,
that you want to really know about?
I don't have any questions yet. I just tuned in.
Okay.
I haven't heard anything.
You know what? Let's start. I'm going to hit you with some basics real quick. So you say you just tuned in. So first and foremost, we love that you're listening to us. We truly appreciate
Absolutely.
That. And we want everybody to know that may be new to the firearm community like yourself that this is a love, this is a lifestyle, this is absolutely the way we believe that all of us as American citizens should live. Now, are we going to say that this is our, you know, we wish everybody was? No, well, listen, we just wish everybody would have a little bit more understanding. So I'm glad that you are new to the community, and so some of the things that we'd like you to understand is that those of us in the gun community, you know, we take this seriously, and gun safety is a major, major thing. Don't buy Taurus. I had to throw that out there. That's just the direction you don't want to go.
I knew that was coming. I knew it.
Don't go Taurus. Any questions that you have as we go on with the show, please feel free to, to tap in real quick and let us know so we can answer it. Like what type of firearm, why you should have a firearm. To answer that question is because it is your given right as a citizen, and where to look to get some training. Those are some things that I think you should really give some thought to. So.
How often are you on the radio? Is this once a week, or how often are you on the radio?
Yeah,
every Wednesday night
at 8:30.
Yes, ma'am.
So
and I wanted to add to what Elliot just said.
Okay.
I want to add to what Elliot just said too. Being from New York, I appreciate you now tuning in, and also, I don't think people get enough credit as new gun, people that interested in learning more about the Second Amendment or just the firearm world or just about guns or whatever you call it, but have an open mind, because sometimes that's the hardest thing for us to do is start that conversation. So I do want to tell you thank you for having an open ear and an open mind to at least become part of the conversation, because a lot of times on both sides, on our side that's very open to the Second Amendment, and sometimes on the other side that don't understand the Second Amendment, we don't even take time to listen to your why on firearms, and in return, sometimes your sides don't take time to listen on our why on firearms. So I definitely want to say thank you very much for joining, and I appreciate you just having that open mind. Thank you, because that's always the first step, on both sides.
Yeah,
likewise.
And like Elliot says,
appreciate you guys
like
too.
You said,
sharing
any questions,
the knowledge.
Of course. And it's not, I think one of the misconceptions about people in the Second Amendment world. Actually, before I go on, caller, did you have any other things you wanted to add or anything like that? Or, no, who has the better voice? Is it going to be Zach Tactical?
Hey, look, bro.
No comment.
I'm going to vote for you tonight.
I'm new to this, so no comment. Maybe next Wednesday.
There you go.
Maybe next Wednesday.
Okay. Well, no, we definitely appreciate you coming on. Definitely appreciate you, caller. But no, I definitely wanted to add, though, for those of you that are listening that are new to hearing about firearms, folks, like Elliot was saying, we're not just gung-ho, grab a gun, shoot everybody down, and that's we want our guns. No, we one thing about responsible gun owners, we lead with safety. I promise y'all, if y'all was to ever take a class with 6'10", point blank, or myself, the first thing that we preach on before you even touch a firearm is safety. We spend so much time on safety that it just becomes second nature. But I feel in the second, the 2A community, we can talk about safety all day, every day, but one stupid YouTube post of someone going crazy with a firearm, guess what? That sets us back. We got callers tonight, y'all. We got another caller.
Yeah, all right. Let's go.
Caller. What caller?
Hello. What's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
How you doing?
Hello.
Good with you.
Mic check. I just wanted to come on here. My name is Brian. I've been working with Dwayne for some time now, and this is my first time tuning in on the show, and I just wanted to give a big shout-out to Dwayne and Zach Tactical. He's out here in Richmond, Virginia, just kind of changing up the whole scene around the gun world, especially for myself in the black community. It's been amazing. And I would like to just congratulate Dwayne again just for doing what he's doing, because he hasn't been doing it for that long. And I just remember about a year ago he first started doing this, and he trained me and one of my partners on, are concealed and everything. It seemed like he was doing it for 20 years. He's been doing it for 20 years, but he hasn't been doing it for that long. And I just wanted to give a congratulations to Dwayne and Zach Tack. And all you guys on here also, Dwayne's been telling me a lot about this call and the amazing people that's on it. And, it's been good.
Let me tell you something.
Dwayne, let me tell you something. Look, I am so glad, because Dwayne, when it comes to bigging everybody, he is that guy, right? I am so glad that someone is bigging him too, because he is doing great things as well, and that should be mentioned. So that's excellent. I'm going to give another clap for that. That's great.
Oh, y'all.
Great.
Come on,
great.
Y'all.
Good job,
Brian.
Dwayne.
Don't be doing it. I'm a thug, Brian. Don't call up here making me all mushy.
Come on,
I'm a
thug. Everybody else, just like they said, man. You got to receive it too, man.
Hey, look. I appreciate that, y'all. I definitely didn't tell this dude to call it. I appreciate you chiming in, B. I definitely appreciate that. You got me all in my field,
man.
You too, Kia and E. Like, damn. All right, we can hang up on him, man. Get him off the radio. I got to get back into my bag, y'all. I got to.
See, look. Nah, hold on. You stay right there for a minute. Check this out. Hey, Brian, I appreciate you, man, because we feel the same way about what Dwayne is doing. We felt the same way about him when we met him. We took classes with him.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? The only flaw Dwayne has is that he's a sports lover. That's
you
really
hang
the
up,
only
Paul.
Flaw.
Hang
bit
up.
Of but
hang up.
Other than that, you know what I'm saying? He's a great guy. You feel me? I mean, everybody, you can't be perfect. You feel me? You can't be perfect.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so I have a question for you. So do you think Dwayne has the better voice?
Oh, yeah. I'm biased all day. Well, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
See?
Girl.
He's paying him. He's giving him free classes.
Dwayne, yeah, I appreciate you, but, you know,
AR,
this is about
man,
community,
about
yo.
A month ago, Dwayne.
Say that again?
I said you helped me build my first AR about a month ago?
Yeah, you know, definitely. You know, he took one of, you know, after we finished that class with Don, you know, and I saw your builds, and I decided to bring that back, bring my knowledge back. You know, he took my AR build course, and it came out really good. We went out, tested it, shot it. And, you know, any issues that he's going to have, if he do have any issues, guess who he's coming to? 6'10 Tactical, the best gunsmith across the country.
No, bro. No doubt.
Best gunsmith across the country.
Because I'm telling you, that's what it is. I could definitely make it look as pretty as you want it. That's for sure.
Oh, man. He's such a
bougie
dude.
Like
he's going to want the gold, the red,
anyway,
and everything. That Deadpool you got, that's right down his lane, man. Right down his lane.
That's what's up, man. We appreciate you, Brian, man. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for listening, my brother.
Yeah, thank you. Guys, man, I would love to start the show like this every time. We just got three back-to-back callers. And
yo, right?
That's awesome. Our community's building, y'all. You know what? Give it up
it
to
is.
Us. Give it up to us. Like, give it up to us. Man.
Right. Snoop Dogg say? I want to thank me for loving me. I want to thank me for not taking any days off.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good stuff.
But now,
yeah, let's get into the show.
Let's get into the show. We kind of went left and right all over the place on that. But you know what? We didn't do that before. You know, we wanted to start up things a little bit lighthearted. You know, me and the team was talking earlier. And, folks, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on in the news that it's damn near depressing. Not even damn near, it is depressing. But I wanted to throw something out there. Kia sent us a message in our chat, and it made me think of a segment, and I was going to bring it up earlier, but I figure I'll throw it out there. I figure we can create a segment called, What did our president do today? What crazy thing did our president say or do today? So,
I know,
folks, I'm telling you.
We have a great segment starting today. What crazy thing did our president say or do today? And I'm going to toss it over to you, Kia. What did he do? Say or do?
Oh, what didn't he do? Okay.
No.
Yeah. Come on.
He's Come always on. Doing something, y'all. I'm not a good person to start this conversation. I'm not a good person to start this conversation. I'm really not. But, you know, it's like, for me, since you tossed it at me, I'm gonna say this. For me, I hope that everybody listening will just pay attention. The most important thing is that you're paying attention to what's going on, because what we see is nothing compared to what's going on behind the scenes. So the crazy stuff that we see going on, those are just distractions for what's really going on behind the scenes. So all I ask from our listeners is just to pay attention to everything that's going on. And just understand that what you see is not always what it seems. That's all I'm going to say.
That's a really good way to keep it PC, too. I like it. now, talking about gun bans, you know, folks, we all got that letter. And, you know, they got some, there's seven gun ban proposals that will change. They say the NRA would say would change your life forever. And, folks, just so you all know, we are certified via the NRA, but that does not mean we all love or hate the NRA. We all have our personal views on our NRA. So this is not a sponsorship by any means of the NRA, just that we got the letter in the mail. And I'm gonna name all seven, but I want y'all to think. I want y'all to say, would it pass? Would it not pass? And if you want to chime in, you can go ahead and chime in. What do y'all think?
That works.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, let's get it.
All right. So, number one, you'll never take a kid hunting or shooting again. One bill now pending in the U.S. House of Representatives would require a federal license to possess a firearm or license, and license would only be available to those 21 and above. So, that means if I go out hunting, my kid can't go with me. I can't teach him how to shoot until he's 21. What do y'all think? Pass or no pass?
No pass.
I don't think so either. Anything y'all want to add on to that?
Yeah,
it's keep it moving. I know they all crazy. They all crazy. All right.
Number two.
Your neighbors and every local criminal will know exactly what guns you own. So, talking about the National Gun Registry. That is completely searchable by the public. If this bill becomes law, it will only take a couple clicks on a computer for you to know exactly what guns your next door neighbor have. What do you think? Pass or no pass?
That's a no pass.
Yeah, I think so too.
I don't know. I'm gonna tell you what. I think they're crazy enough to do it, y'all. I really do.
Really?
Yeah,
I really think they're crazy enough to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the most ridiculous that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. But I think they might be just crazy enough to do it. But I hope not. I hope it doesn't.
You know what? First, when Elliot said no pass, and then you said what you just said, I would say no, but I do agree with you that they are crazy enough to do it. I do agree with that.
Yeah, I stand with that too. Yeah.
Every year for the rest of your life, you'll be forced to buy $800 insurance policy from the federal government. So pretty much what that is, folks.
Oh.
It's pretty much you write out an $800 check every year for owning firearms. Pretty much firearm insurance. Guess what? What do y'all think? Pass, no pass?
No pass.
Mm-hmm. No pass.
Not so much big businesses.
I hope.
We got a bunch of those already. You know? So I got a question to ask y'all, right? Firearm insurance. I have it. I know you have it. I think, Kia, I believe you have it as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
right?
I have it as well.
Concealed carry insurance. Very responsible for those of you that are listening that do own a firearm. Get a CCW insurance. I don't care where you get it from, USCCA. Shameless plug for them. But get it from anywhere. What do y'all think of concealed carry insurance?
I think it's
a must have.
Yeah,
it's definitely necessary.
You know what? I'm going to play this game, another game with y'all. I'm a new shooter. Give me one reason why each of y'all, why I should have concealed carry insurance. New shooter.
Because you can't afford an attorney right off bat because you just got into a gunfight.
There you go. That was my answer.
Statistically showing, most of us that own firearms, you know what I'm saying, we're not super wealthy. Chances are you can't afford a $50,000 retainer to get a lawyer to you know what I'm saying, to speak on your behalf because you just got into a gunfight.
Yeah, that's a good one. Folks, did y'all hear what you said?
And also the piggyback on that, you know, I don't want to sit in jail while I figure out which attorney I'm going to call. I want to be able to call that number, and I am going to plug USCCA because I think they have a nice program, and I think that what they have set up is awesome. I want to be able to, as soon as something happens where I have to maybe, you know, God forbid, I have to shoot someone because in self-defense, then I'm going to call that number, and they're going to meet me down there. And I don't want to have to sit in jail, call my family while we figure out which attorney in the middle of the night because, it may be the middle of the night. So I'm going to have to sit there. No, I don't want to have to sit there. I want to be able to call a number and know exactly when I get there that someone's going to be there to meet me. So,
you know, y'all got me sold. For me, it's you own a car, you got insurance. You own a gun, get insurance. It's a very responsible thing to do. I'm all about being not just a safe gun owner, but a responsible gun owner. And folks, some of the insurances, it's beyond firearms. You know, they cover self-defense. So I'll say when you're looking, find the one that covers not just firearm, but self-defense. I love
that's
those,
right,
folks. Good one. Another one, one day at the range. This is number four. One day at the range could cost you 25 years in federal prison. If you're going to the range and want to let someone else shoot your gun, your spouse, your best friend, a first-time shooter, you will need to personally notify the attorney general. If you're going hunting with your best friend and they need to borrow one of your rifles, one of your friends from out of state come by and they say, hey, Elliot, I want to go check out that awesome place that you're getting ready to set up your drills. Guess what? You can't. You got to notify the attorney general. Pass or no pass? And what do y'all think?
No pass.
That's not
the
pass.
That sounds like somebody was drinking when they wrote that one.
Here it is, right? Failure to file the proper documentation before someone else touches your gun, you will spend a minimum of, I'm going to leave that there for y'all. What do y'all think that number is?
Probably 10 years.
15 to 25 years. Minimum.
That's crazy. That's a murder charge.
Hey, listen, check this out. Are y'all paying attention to the trend that is going on with this foolishness? They're trying to make it unlawful in any way possible to to use a firearm.
Yeah.
If that
yeah.
doesn't say infringement, I don't know what else does, man. Keep going, man. That's,
yeah.
my God.
Nah. Because you know what I haven't read yet, right? And I don't know if anything's going to pop up, but I haven't read anything that says mass shooter. This is
right.
hunting.
Exactly.
Lending, borrowing.
Keep going, Dwayne. Keep going.
I know. I'm sorry, y'all, because we can go down that list. Number five, your entire family will be subjected to a government psychological exam. This is straight out of the Chinese Communist playbook, y'all. Under this outrageous scheme, before you're allowed to buy a firearm, government psychologists will need to interview you, your spouse, and any former spouse, or even your children and close friends. So they get to interview any of my ex-girlfriends and say, hey,
what?
Can Dwayne get a gun? What do y'all think, Pat?
Oh my God.
That's not going to pass. That's not going to pass, y'all.
Ain't no way that's going to pass.
How crazy is that?
That's ridiculous.
They need to psych evaluate whoever wrote that one. Like, yo, you got a problem. That's your fit. Yo, whoever wrote that fit, something wrong with them.
I know. I agree.
Let me say this. To me, when you're going down this list, it seems as though they're penalizing people that are trying to use the lawful way to get their guns and, you know, and try to, you know, go about the right way to, you know, to be able to protect themselves and their home and their family. They want to penalize us as opposed to making laws harsher, people that have guns that are not supposed to have them. So why not make the laws harsher for those that are doing things illegal as opposed to trying to make harsher laws for law-abiding citizens?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, come on, I just dusted all my soapbox. Now I'm going to stand on it. Now, at the end of the day, they don't want any of us to have weapons. Because let's talk about show of force, okay? You cannot control a people that are able to defend themselves. You can't control them.
That's true.
You're
right.
So if we take away their ability to control themselves, you feel what I'm saying? Then, or to defend themselves, then we can have our way with them, because all we got to do is show up with guns, and they can't fight back. What did I say before?
That's right.
Like,
you're right,
people
Elliot.
People who are not able to defend themselves are subject to either slavery or death. Period.
Yeah.
That's right.
You're right. Mm-hmm. You're right about
that. And wait till y'all hear number 6 and 7.
Oh, gosh. I don't know if I can take anymore. Let me sit back.
Me either.
Number 6. Criminals will have nothing to fear from the guns in your home. This bill will force tens of millions of Americans to keep every gun they own unloaded in a lock safe with a trigger lock on every gun and their ammunition in a separate lock safe. So when you hear that bumping tonight, you'll be able to defend your home once you've unlocked at least 2 safes, remove your government-approved trigger lock, and load your firearm. So in short, what do we always say as instructors, folks? Seconds count, right? Your gun will only be minutes away. That's crazy. Seconds count. You know? Yeah.
Not going to pass.
Nothing to fear.
No, that's not going to pass. That's
I agree. No pass.
And people that honestly... Oh, my gosh. You know what bothers me about, and I'm just going to be honest, what bothers me about the country that we live in, come on, I'm on my box again, so give me the mic.
Get on it. Go ahead.
What bothers me about the country that we live in is that there are people in this country that because they disagree with the thing, you feel what I'm saying, they're willing to infringe on my rights as another American citizen. You feel what I'm saying? Because I don't think you should own an AR-15. I'm going to infringe on your rights. Because I don't think you should own a weapon at all, then I'm going to sign this bill. You see what I'm saying? I'm going to agree with the bill. But we're Americans. My rights are your rights. Like, I don't understand it. Let me step down.
This is the last one. You're going to love this one, y'all. You're going to love this one.
Not sure.
Number 7.
Oh, God.
For
literally all virtually all shotgun ammo will be banned forever. Yes, there is a bill in Congress right now that will ban 12-gauge, 16-gauge, 20-gauge shotgun shells. Almost every shotgun
in the
country will be rendered completely useless. No more. Full shotgun.
Wait. Are you telling me that our government is willing to pass a bill like that after our president stated that we should own a shotgun instead of an AR-15 because they're easier to aim and easier to use? Is that what you're telling me?
I have nothing to say. I just can't.
Elliot, no pun intended. I'm just the messenger. Don't shoot the messenger. Yes, that's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm telling you.
Oh, my God. Do y'all hear the foolishness that...
But, yeah, those are the seven gun ban proposals that will change your life forever if they're ever passed. Folks, you hear the frustration in Kia's voice. You hear the frustration. I feel y'all can see the frustration through the sound waves of Elliot's voice. And you can definitely – I'm frustrated when it comes down to this law. Listen, we're all about laws that make sense, right? But when it comes down to it, when we all think as Americans, we all think about what's important to us and our family. To me, it's protecting myself and everything in that bill. And you know, for the three of us, we can understand people's concerns when it comes down to firearms when they talk about mass shooters. I can understand that. We can have a conversation. Those seven things I just read off, none of those mention anything that ties back to what's utilized in a so-called mass shooting.
All of that stuff is things that just regular good old Americans
do on a Saturday and Sunday in the South. You know, they go out shooting their family with their shotguns. They go to the range.
I want our listeners
go
to
ahead.
Think about something. I want our listeners to think about something. Listeners, I'm going to call them the Point Blank Crew. That's what maybe that's the new name for them. Point Blank Crew.
Say,
I need y'all
blank.
To listen to, I, you know what I'm saying? Point
that was
blankers,
good.
Right?
That was good.
Point Blank Crew, I need you to pay attention to something. Don't look at statistically where mass shooters decide to go and actually perform these crimes. Basically, they go into areas where firearms are either prohibited, you feel me, say, or not, they're just not normally carried. All right, no mass shooter is going to walk into a area or a gun rally or a gun show. Or you understand what I'm saying? They're not going to a place where they feel someone is able to defend themselves. They're going to show up somewhere where they know these people aren't going to be able to defend themselves. But at the end of the day, mm-hmm. those of us that are operating under the law that are already crazy when it comes to firearms, you know what I'm saying? We're the ones suffering. Because I had a conversation with somebody the other day, and they said to me, it is my constitutional right to feel safe when it comes to people with firearms. And I was like, man, what constitution are they talking about? But anyway, that's a whole other conversation. I was like, you know what I'm saying? I was like, man, there must have been a new one written or something, because I don't know about that one. But I was like, wait a minute. So you feel safer without a firearm? You know what I'm saying? Like, so you feel okay going into a place where firearms are not allowed, which is a bigger target for those that want to do bad? That doesn't really add up to me. That doesn't make
sense. You know, it's condition. It's condition, E. You know, it's condition. You know, I'm from New York, Brooklyn, and remember I shared this story so much times that when I first moved out to Virginia – and I saw this little black lady in Walmart with a gun on her hip. I judged her real hard. I thought she was a criminal. I thought we were getting ready to be robbed. And then I realized I'm the only fool in this store panicking. Like, I was legit scared for my life, you know, until I realized where I was, you know. And And I would say it took me a while to really come to terms. I used to see people in my black community walk around with firearms, and I'm going to judge them. You know, for all those that I judged and you didn't know I judged you, I apologize, because now I'm coming from a different space. You know, I judge them. First thing I would think, why do we need guns in our black community? It's hurting our black community, not realizing that it's not. It's our right to do so. There's no different irresponsibility. Being irresponsible I could be irresponsible with a car. Are we going to go door knocking and take everybody's car? You know,
right.
If people are irresponsible with their firearms,
come on now,
or use them for things for crime, don't hold us against it. Don't take my car away. How crazy does that sound, E? Hey, sir, ma'am, we had an accident down, you know, a couple miles away from your house. Yeah, a car was involved. So we're going to go ahead and confiscate your car.
We're confiscating
everybody. Yeah, we know it
had
nothing to do with
you.
We're going to confiscate your car.
Yeah.
How crazy does that sound?
It's ridiculous.
All
man.
Of it
That's
sounds
what I'm
crazy.
Saying. They don't stop. Yeah. Yo, they don't stop selling alcohol because we have drunk drivers.
They don't.
You feel me?
Yeah.
They don't stop.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? They don't stop selling. They don't stop selling opioid pills, and people are ODing on them.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Nope.
They're still giving away medication.
And I'm sorry,
medication.
The pharmaceutical companies are the biggest crooks of all of them. I'm throwing it out there, okay?
Come on now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
we're not going to talk about that. But
it doesn't make sense to me that because of, you know, if people are afraid, which is the whole propaganda of the media, let's just call it what it is. This is Point Blank Radio. We're going to call it what it is to incite fear. It's to continue to keep you afraid.
Yeah,
fearmongering,
yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
that way you can vote against what you don't understand. Come on. Yo, let me step down. Okay, my boss I'm getting a little heavy. I'm getting a little heavy, really. Let's get back on it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm tired. I'm sick of that foolishness, man. And please hear my heart. You know what I'm saying? I served this country, United States Marine Corps, honorably discharged. I served this country and was willing to give my life for this country. And it bothers me how it seems over and over again our government wants to, you know what I'm saying, they want to imprison our people with more laws and regulations and loopholes. And like, what are you doing? But they, you know, they want to look at you and they want to say, well, freedom isn't free. What freedom are you talking about? Because every time I turn around,
right.
You're trying to slap over something else.
Yeah. No, you're right, man. And,
yeah.
you hit
and, that's, and that's why I always say pay attention. Remember what we were talking about before when we went down the list. It's like pay attention to the small print. Pay attention to the bullets
yes.
at the bottom. You know, try reading these bills from the bottom up because the top looks
yes.
really good. It's when you get down to those yeah. bottom pieces that you have a problem. And the funny thing is, I looked at the Firearms Policy Coalition webpage, and they call it the 2021 Gun Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's right on point.
Oh, man. You know,
you can't
yeah.
make this stuff up, y'all. You just can't make
Both
this stuff up.
Something real powerful. The media, you know, I think it's so crazy as a people. We turn to the media for advice. We turn to the media for our real-time news. We can see someone get hit by a car outside, but we turn to the media for the facts of that accident that we just watched, you know, which is crazy. And, you know, Malcolm X said it, you know, he said the media is the most powerful entity on earth. They have the power to make the innocent guilty and to make the guilty innocent. Media has power,
right.
and, you know, influence. And, you know, another thing that he added with that is if you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and love the people who are doing the oppressing. And that's something that,
that's true.
You know, I don't want to say that's something that we're seeing now because the reality is, did that ever go away? You know what I mean?
Right,
and,
yeah.
and folks, it's not a black and white thing. It's bigger than that. It is not a black and white thing because – if we take the time to listen, to just sit down and shut the hell up and listen and have a two-way conversation with the people sitting next to the right or the left of us or in front of us, we will realize that, yo, we have a lot more in common than the media tell us we do. Y'all hit it right on the head when
the thing is, Dwayne, a lot of times people may listen to us and say, oh, my gosh, you guys are so crazy about guns, and this is, so what if they do this stuff, and so what if they do that? And, you know, to the on the surface, it may look like, okay, so what's wrong with banning AR-15s and AK-47? No one needs that. Or what's wrong with having a magazine capacity? You know, you can't have over 10. Hey, what's the big deal about that? Oh, yeah, we do need stronger background checks. What people fail to realize is it's not about that. It's about once you start giving a little bit of your rights away, then they're going to come and take something else. They're going to come take something else.
Yeah.
And it's going to take something. Then finally, you're not going to have rights. And if they'll do it in the gun world, they'll do it in other things areas too. So you have to be very careful, because the easier it gets to have rights removed, the more rights they'll be willing to take away from you. And that's what I try to explain to people all the time. Like, don't just think of it as a gun issue. It's a right issue. We're American citizens. We have certain rights. And no one, and it's like, why are you trying to take them away? You know what I'm saying? So you have to be very careful when, you start handing over your rights, because just because it doesn't affect you today, it doesn't mean that tomorrow they're not coming for something that you love. So that's my soapbox.
I love close. I say let's close it out on that, because they don't. Both of y'all, very powerful statements, and it's the truth. Like the media, folks, it's your rights. I'm not gonna say Key already said it. Yeah, I wish we need a mic drop something to drop a mic or something like that on here. we need a mic drop. How the hell does a mic drop sound?
It's done. I'm tired of people acting like, they just want to overlook that it is our given right to own a weapon. They want to overlook that because they don't want it or they don't like it. That really bothers me.
You know,
Elliot,
I'm
going to
challenge that. I'm going to challenge that in the sense of adding to it. It's our given right to own a weapon, but it's also our given right to protect ourselves as well.
Yeah.
You know, I like owning the weapon because you don't need to just – so what if you don't want to protect yourself with your weapon? It's your right to own a weapon, like you said. But I like to add, if you're given a right to protect yourself, your family, your friends, your circle, your community, period. Don't take that right away from me. Everybody's why is different to why they own a firearm. For me, it's protection of my family and my circle, my community.
Yeah.
Some people, it's their, it's they want to hunt. It's their right to own a firearm to hunt. Some people want to collect.
Yep.
It is their right to own that firearm to collect. Some people want to do competition shooting. It's that right to do competition shooting. You know, so, this is another right, because, and this is by far the most controversial right, in the sense of this is on the top of every politician's agenda, no matter how big or small that seating government is. We're doing some vote for the next governor of Virginia. Every single thing that comes to the House now, because apparently I'm Colonial Heights here in Richmond, Colonial Heights, Virginia's delegate. I don't know how that happened, but every single thing that comes in the mail, the very thing at the top of the agenda, Second Amendment. I'm going to restore it. What are you restoring? You should have never let it rip down.
Right.
Like, what are you restoring? We can go on about that all day, every day, because, listen, guys, we are very passionate about not just the firearms, but we're passionate about our rights. You know, you try to tell us we can't talk, guess what? We can have a talk show talking about the right of free speech. You know, and that's something that I feel is coming next. They take our guns. That's the next thing that's coming. Shut the hell up. Let me take your guns. Or take your guns and shut the hell up. You can't say nothing. So, what else we got on the agenda, folks? What else? What else y'all? What else y'all want to chat about? We got a lot of stuff on this page. I got a story that I would love to share and tie back to something that I feel. That, and I know we was going to kind of keep everything a little bit lighthearted today, But this I wanted to tie back to safety and to just let our listeners know that as a two-way person, as a father, this person has no place in this community. Did y'all hear the story about the gentleman in Memphis that shot his son accidentally?
Yeah, I heard.
I know you were telling us about it the other day. Yeah.
Yeah. So this guy, he was playing with his gun and then accidentally shot his son. Thank God, I believe his son, made it. But he said his son's in critical condition. This punk father, man, he's 31 years old, was playing with it like it's a toy, and shot his son. Put his kid in the hospital. But then when he called 911 and the cops showed up, he told the cops that the son shot himself. So, folks, this is someone that we don't want in our community because we're the safety. You know, we got our four safety rules, and one of them is you treat every firearm as if they're, as if they're loaded. You know, common sense.
Go over all four of the safety rules, Dwayne.
Let me say this before you say those safety rules. We have to keep in mind, too, that he probably has no training.
Yeah.
Right.
So we don't want to say we don't want him in the community. It's unfortunate that happened, and it's very fortunate that his son, lived. But prayerfully, that'll open his eyes to his ignorance. You know what I'm saying?
He begins
on a road of training. Like, I need to get trained. And I hope he's listening or somebody that knows him is listening. Brother, you need to go get trained. You know what I'm saying? Because he's probably going to have to do time.
We
all know that if you get hit with a felony, your gun rights are automatic.
He can hang it out.
Well,
he will never legally own another gun again.
Yeah.
Because that charge, the charge is child endangerment with firearm or something on there, and he'll never own a firearm.
Nah, they hit him with aggravated child abuse and neglect and reckless endangerment with a deadly weapon. So
yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Wow. I tell all my students, stay away from trouble or anything that you can get into trouble about with. Because if you have a firearm and they add that word with firearm or with deadly weapon at the end of it, kiss that right goodbye.
Kiss it goodbye.
Oh, trespassing. If they ask you to leave, leave. Because if they hit you with trespassing with a deadly weapon, kiss it goodbye. You don't want nothing with deadly weapon attached to it.
Right.
You know, you asked about the four rules. It's four rules, folks, but I like to add one. One simple rule before I mention all these rules in all my classes, and I'm pretty sure my fellow instructors, my teammates right here, they'll definitely agree. Common sense. Common sense is my number one, y'all. Common sense is huge. Common sense.
Definitely.
If you can't execute proper common sense, stay away from a firearm. Like Elliot said, go get trained. That's going to help put common sense in your head, hopefully. If you're around somebody that's not showing common sense around a firearm, you know, I'm all about each one teach one. Teach them, hey, brother, sister, finger off the trigger, man. Hey, brother, sister, yo, don't point that gun in that direction. That's not a safe direction. But if they decide they don't want to follow, as much as I hate to say it, maybe time for you to get up out of there. That way you're not tied, back to that. You know, because I don't want to be accidentally shot. That's the worst thing I don't want to be is accidentally shot. I want to, this might sound stupid, y'all, I want to earn that stripe. You know, it got to be in the struggle or something. I don't want to be accidentally shot by someone's signal. I got to earn that. I got to brag about that. You know, once I make it through, I got to be like, yo, I fought, saved my life, saved my family. But the four rules is, number one, treat all firearms as if they're loaded. Simple, common sense. It's not a toy. Number two, never point the muzzle at anything you're not willing to destroy. And I like to add, or kill. He pointed his gun at his baby. Why are you pointing a gun at your baby? You don't want to kill that.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Number three, keep your finger off the trigger until you're ready to fire. Common sense. And, folks, that is one that's so overlooked by a lot of law enforcement, a lot of professionals. Let's not just say law enforcement. A lot of professional seasoned veteran shooters, a lot of competition shooters and people and hunters, a lot of videos I've watched, and I'm pretty sure you two can attest to this, I see them, they grab the gun, finger on the trigger because they don't don't rush with your firearm. You know, number four, always be sure of your target and what's beyond it. A lot of times we hear, oh, gun was accidentally discharged while I was cleaning my gun. That's your fault. That's not the gun's fault. Even though you had a high point, it's not your fault that it went off. I mean, it's not high point's fault that it went off. You know, it's your fault. Do the four rules. Outside of those four rules, when y'all two teach y'all class, what is another one pet peeve, each of y'all, that you got to address right away before you start your class outside of these four rules? What is that one rule that you put into your class? I'm going to go with you first.
Muzzle awareness. Oh, my bad.
Ooh. No, go ahead, Ellie.
Muzzle awareness, man.
Don't flag
me. I have to say that probably 50 times every class. Everybody feels like because they're pointing the weapon to the ground that it's still in a safe direction. But your feet are there.
Yeah.
Someone else's foot or leg is in that direction.
That's right.
Pay attention to where the muzzle is pointing. Just because it's pointing to the ground doesn't mean it's a safe direction.
No.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that is huge for me, man. I watched a guy today, you know what I'm saying, I had to say something to him while we were at the range today. He was trying to clear his weapon and turn his muzzle right towards me. And I was like, whoa, buddy. I jumped right behind him. Hey, what are you doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? Those things are important. Muzzle awareness is my pet peeve. Like, yo,
can I add something
do
to that
not
either?
Flag me. Huh?
Man, to that person that pointed that muzzle at you today, I want to say, sir, whoever you are, if you're listening, or if anybody knows him and they pass this on to him, you are lucky that Elliot did not take you as a threat. Because in today's world with all the craziness that's going on, we're not even safe at a range like we used to be.
Yes.
You know, someone could come into the range and you think, oh, they're just flagging, they don't know, but they know because they have different intent. So I would say, sir, once again, you are very fortunate that this man, Elliot, who is a top-notch shot, I hate to admit it. Why did I say that? Damn. He is a top-notch shot.
Thank you.
You're lucky
he didn't
take you as a threat. Because for me, don't flag me. Do not flag me because I take you as a threat. I don't know. I don't know your intent. Your intent was happy 1 second ago, and now it's changed. So, hats off to you. Brother, you good for that one. You good for
that man.
One.
Yeah, man. That's my thing. Muzzle awareness.
And that's mine too. And my classes, I mostly deal with new shooters. And mine is just that finger. Like I talk about it during class. We get to the range and they put that thing on that trigger. I'm like, please don't put your finger on the trigger. You know, we teach make a gun, take a gun. You know, keep that finger straight. You know, to pick make a gun, take a gun. And they still put that finger on the trigger while they're trying to adjust it in their hands. I'm like, please don't put your finger on that trigger again, or I'm gonna end the session.
You know, I'm probably pronouncing this wrong. You know, was it aeronomically? I can't pronounce this correctly, but guns are designed that the moment you grab them, you naturally, that finger falls on that trigger.
That
you
finger,
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And what we have to remind people is that you have to train yourself not to put your finger on that trigger. Because I've seen people selling me guns and put their finger on the trigger. And I'd be like,
time.
Hey, yo, get that finger off that trigger. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's not – I remember I was telling someone this in my class just recently that I remember standing online in boot camp with our M16s while our drill instructor made us recite all of the firearm rules, you know what I'm saying? We had to hold our M16 at order arms, you know what I'm saying, which is, you know, basically like we're ready to shoot, but it's, you know what I'm saying, not really pointed at anyone, but we're holding it, and we have to have our fingers straightened off the trigger. That was such an uncomfortable feeling because
the way the muzzle was, it was pointing up in the air. You had to be careful that you didn't point the muzzle at the guy standing next to you, so it had to be at an angle that was above his head, and you still had to keep your finger straight off the trigger, and he was walking down that squad bay looking to see who was going to slip up. We did that probably 30 minutes. I was so mad. I was like, oh, my gosh. But today I understand why. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Because what you practice, you keep. You feel me? Naturally,
yeah.
I grab a gun and my finger is straight off the trigger. Not because I'm this awesome instructor, because, no, I have over years of training done the same thing over and over and over and over again. Now that's the only way I understand how to take a gun.
Yep. That's
right.
Practice. Yeah.
What's
well,
yours,
what's
Dwayne?
Technique?
Did you say yours?
Oh, mine is I want you to check to make sure nothing's inside the chamber. Every single time, I don't care what we're doing. I could have given you an empty gun. You have to check. I could have just checked in front of you. I need you to not trust me for that moment and check again. Because when you give me back
100%.
My firearm, I'm checking again. And I had a student say, well, why are you always checking? I'm checking because there's a little ghost that goes around every once in a while and puts something in there. Got to get used to checking. That's why. I don't trust you. I don't.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm sorry. You know, E, man, I love you to death. Key, I love you to death too. But if y'all give me a firearm, the first thing I'm doing, if I'm not shooting right away, and even when you give it to me to shoot, I'm going to do a press check just to make sure one is in the muzzle at that time. I'm always checking. That is my thing. If I give you a firearm, I need you to check. And I'll say you can check to see if that's clear. I don't care what it is.
That's the
I need
number
you to check.
One rule, right?
Yep.
Treat every weapon as if it's loaded. That's the number one rule.
And it was funny because on my class Saturday, they were laughing at me Saturday because I have like a little plastic toy gun that I use for some demonstrations of 1911. And they were laughing because I was like, you really do treat the gun. I was like, yeah, I don't care if it's a toy gun. I don't care if it's a Nerf gun. You know, it's your habit now. You just treat every gun you pick up like it's a real gun. That's just how, I'm used to doing it that way. So.
Yeah, same here. I got a little toy gun too. Finger nice and high against the side, and same way. Don't point it at me, because I got a real one. Like,
100%.
You're a threat. No, man, that's good stuff, y'all. I don't feel crazy. I don't feel crazy when I'm in class and when I see, because the other ones that y'all mentioned too are some of my pet peeves too. So don't flag me. Number one, you a threat, and number two, finger off that trigger. Oh my God. Finger off the trigger. Get it off that trigger and check. You know, I don't feel as crazy as I did before coming onto this call. See, that's why it pays to have a good team, y'all. They took my crazy away a little bit. Trivia for y'all. Name this firearm, right? Their quote is, our firearms are 100% American made and come with a lifetime warranty that stays with the gun. That means if you purchase a blank, new or not so new, you are covered for life. What firearm is that for 1,000 points? Which one y'all got that?
Smith & Wesson.
No. And what you got, Kia?
Glock?
What you got? And
it
is the
not
only High Point. That's what it is, High Point.
Are you serious?
No, you know, I was.
We don't know those slang. We don't know those slogans.
I know, right? I was actually going to say High Point, but I was like, I wasn't sure if High Point was American made. That's crazy.
Man.
Oh, yeah, no. Glock, I forgot the American made part. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
that's
throw
crazy.
That out there. Yeah.
That's good stuff, though. That's good
but you
stuff.
Work,
that's
you,
good
you're
stuff.
Not lying,
that's
though. When
stuff.
They work, they work. That's the crazy thing. They're ugly as hell, and they feel like 5,000 pounds in your hand, but when they work, they work. So.
Yo, ain't no question. You ain't going to miss nothing with it. I know that for certain. You know,
even if you try, you can't, because it's too heavy.
You can't miss
even
it.
If you, try.
You can't, not with a high point. Hey, look, and then if you need a battering ram, or a bat, you got all of that in one weapon.
Hey, High Point, if you all are listening, you know, Point Blank Radio, we will love love a sponsorship from y'all, you know, High Point, American
Made.
Yes.
Yes, American Made.
I doubt they'll give you one. I doubt they'll give us one, y'all.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
I know
we're coming down to the end, folks. I wanted to throw something in there, folks. There's a lot of crazy stuff in the news, y'all. And we, you know, today's show is a lot different than all the other shows. We didn't really focus on that because we talk about one thing, and guess what? Something's happening now. And in 20 minutes, we have something else to talk about. What I would say is, guys, we got to be the difference. You know, we can't expect our community. We can't expect, what is it? Like, we want all cops to do this, do that, do that. But law enforcement comes to a call that we could have avoided, you know? So, or even taking law enforcement out of it, I want to say, folks, be proud of your community. Get proud of your community. You know, regardless of what it looked like, that's your community. Own it and turn it around. You know, and a lot of times people hear me say community and think, oh, I can't go out and do, yo, your community starts at home. If your home ain't right, I can't expect you to go out and make outside right. So get your home right. Fellas, that's a straight shot to y'all. Take care of your families. Take care of your women. Take care of your kids. You know, take care of your nieces, your nephews, your mom, your father, your aunts. Take care of your family. Then go on outside and step back, and hopefully that embracement that you gave your family, they'll go outside and show it, because we're losing a crazy fight here, folks. Take care of each other. Community first. That's all I got to say. What do y'all got? What do y'all want to hit us, close us out with, man? We got
some
good
time.
Well,
this is one thing I want to say, because we have some new gun owners listening, you know, or people that are new to the gun world. You know, it's a couple things I want to make sure that that, you know, when you're trying to determine what gun you want to use, go to the range and try them. Try them all. You know, they're normally not that expensive to test out. Test them out. See which one you like. See which one that, you know, what caliber you feel most comfortable with. And then from there, you can start determining which actual brand of gun you want to use. YouTube it's like whenever I'm looking at a gun, if I don't have it or if I don't know anybody that has it, I'll go to YouTube and watch them shoot it. YouTube is a very good resource when you're looking at what type of gun and things like that. And then know the laws that are in your state. You know what you can and can't do, you know, in your own state. Know the law so that you'll have a better understanding of what you need and what you don't need.
Absolutely.
You know, don't let
the
movies be your teacher. You know, don't let the movies be your teacher, because everybody, pretty much most movies, they're wrong.
Definitely.
You know.
I love that. Don't let
and
the
so,
movies
you know,
be
just
teacher.
And then get some training. Get training. Just get some training. I don't care if you go one time. You know, if that's all you feel like you need, but I guarantee most people, once they go one time, they want to go. You know, they want to continue. But, you know, just get some training with someone that you feel comfortable with. Vet your instructor to make sure that they, you know, they know what they're talking about. Get some reviews. Talk to some other people that may know them. You know, and then that way you are not being, because there's a lot of trainers out here that do not train correctly and properly, unfortunately. So just make sure you know, get some, you know, advice on who to go and train with before you just pick somebody and just say, I'm going to go. So for the new, you know, gun owners or people that are thinking about trying to own a gun, those are just some of the tips that I tell people, and I tell people in my classes, if they ask me, that's some of the things I tell them. So
have an open mind.
Right.
Have an open mind. You know, definitely have an open mind. You may go in thinking you're going to get a Glock, because guess what? Every single movie, video, whatever you name it, tells you you'll get a Glock, whether or not you know it or not.
Yeah.
Go with an open mind. You know, we rag on a lot of these guns, Taurus and High Point. But to be honest, and this is just me, E, if you go in and you picked up every single gun in there and you ended up with a High Point in your hand, and that's what feels right for you, number one, you need new hands. But the reality is, that's what feels right to you. That's what feels right to you. You know, they're just like cars. We see people driving certain cars, and we're like, they paid for that? Like, they got a car note to that car? Look, don't let me, Elliot, the person behind the counter, tell you what gun to get. Let you choose your gun. You know your why, all right? And open mind is definitely key. And like Kia was saying, when it comes down to getting training, don't just look up accolades. Accolades ain't always the key. You know, I can tell you right now, when it comes down to instructor accolades, the three of us don't have those accolades that you can find, like, a lot of very experienced instructors. And I say experienced instructors because I'm tying those together, you know. But you got 610 Tactical Elliot. He's experienced. He's going to show you how to really get tactical. He's to the point direct. You have Kia right there. That's point blank, right? That's point blank firearm safety right there. She's going to get personal with you, and she's going to teach you what you got to teach, and you're going to go back to her classes. She's gonna get you with that voice. And then you have me, who's same thing, you know. I'm going to try my best to connect with you. I want to know what makes you tick. I'm going to train you to your why. You know, you have kids.
Absolutely.
I'm going to try to get you to bring your kids in. They need to know your training too, you know. So work with that person that you feel that connection with. If you get an instructor and you don't feel that connection, move on to the next one. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, there's nothing wrong with that because you need that proper training. You know, I like that, Kia. Great shout out on those folks that are new to firearms listening. And, folks, another thing, Elliot gave us the 5 D's last week. With the 5 D's, guess what?
You don't
need a firearm all the time. So for those of you that are listening and you're like, firearms aren't for me, that's cool. Here's the crazy thing about rights. They go both ways. I have a right to own it, and you have a right to not. But just find a way to protect yourself and don't infringe on my rights, because I'm not going to infringe on your right to not own it. How crazy would this be, folks, if for all of those folks that don't own firearms, that hate them, we knock on their door and say, you have to take a gun. That would be crazy, right?
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
Yeah.
We're going to force our
really
Second
crazy.
Amendment right
That's
on you.
Yeah. It's crazy. You know? It's crazy. So you mentioned the 5 D's. I'm going to go ahead and you know what I'm saying, I can kind of finish this up with the 5 D's. You know, the 5 D's is deter. We definitely, when you're thinking about a home defensive plan, you want to be able to deter a criminal. You know, well-lit homes. Well-lit driveways, all you know, corners that you can't see. Keep those things nice and lit. You want to be able to detect. So if you don't have cameras, I suggest you get some cameras somewhere. I don't really suggest like the Ring doorbell that has a video camera, because that uses a signal that can be picked up by someone like a hacker or something like that. That's not a good idea. But just regular cameras are really good. You want to be able to deny access. So reinforce your doors. You feel me? Don't give too many keys out. You understand what I'm saying? And also have everyone in the house understand that don't loan out your keys, your car keys, your home keys. Don't do that, because that's an opportunity for somebody to copy them. All right? You want to be able to delay the intruder, reinforcement, locks, bar your windows, all kind of good things. You want to be able to delay entry so that you have an opportunity to get to your firearm or call the authorities. And then finally, defend whichever way you see fit. If you are a firearm owner, you know how you want to defend your home. If you're not a firearm owner, you may have a bat. You may have some golf clubs. You may be very well versed in martial arts. Hey, however you see the need to defend your home, defend it. But that's the final stage. And I leave you all with this. You know, life is going to give us obstacles every day, but it also is going to bring opportunities. You know what I'm saying? What we have to do is be willing to put our boots to the ground, and we got to win the fight. So that's
what
I have to say
to end the night. Yeah, yeah, love
I
like it. That. Love it. But, yeah, I like it too. Kia, congratulations on your ventures. I love it. Thank you. That's a big community. Elliot, brother man, I appreciate you, folks. We definitely appreciate y'all chiming in. For the new listeners, we hope that we didn't scare y'all off. Join us next week. We may or may not have a guest. We don't know. We didn't know yet. We're going to leave that for a surprise for y'all.
Right.
Definitely tune in next week. 8:30, folks. Every Wednesday, tell your friends, tell your loved ones. Have a good night.
Peace.
Have a good night, everybody.
Take care.
Go on.